The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 308.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits. Well, hello, friend. Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She is a comedian, and she also has her own podcast, which is called Out of the Box Podcast, and I'm just really excited to have her on and share her story with us today. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Rosie Tran. Rosie, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Hi, Sheena. Yes, so I'm a stand-up comedian, actress. I have my own podcast called Out of the Box Podcast, where I interview interesting out-of-the-box thinkers and leaders in all areas, including science, technology, religion, comedy, you know, pretty much anything you can think of. I've had them on the show.
I think that's pretty awesome. And, you know, it's you know, I always get excited when I can interview another female, Asian female podcaster, because I feel like there's not that many out there. So, you know, I'm just really grateful to have you on and, you know, just talk about self-confidence. So thanks again. And, you know, Rosie, what's your cultural background?
I'm Vietnamese American, but I grew up in New Orleans. So I grew up in America, but my parents are immigrants.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And, you know, what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
My favorite quote is from Marianne Williamson. She's an author and a spiritual leader. It is, "Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, and fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God." And that's from Marianne Williamson again, like I said. And I just think that's an amazing quote because, you know, most people think that they aren't good enough, or they feel that they're not, you know, don't have the confidence. But a lot of people are actually afraid to be amazing because they question themselves. And I think that quote just says a lot about people, and it's very deep.
Thanks for sharing that. And I totally agree with you. I think a lot of people out there, especially women, especially for Asian women, they just don't feel like they're worthy to be amazing or to be these amazing qualities. So they don't go out there and do it because of maybe past, you know, upbringings or society kind of like telling them, you know, you're only good enough to get married, not realizing, like, you know, we are more than just that, right? We can go out there and do amazing things. I mean, you're out there doing what you love, being an actress, you know, creating a podcast that is about out-of-the-box thinkers. And I always think that if one person can do it, then it's possible for everyone else. So I really love that quote. And
it is, Sheena. And yeah. Do you know why so many Asian American women have such horrible low self-esteem as far as that's concerned? It was actually the reason that I got into entertainment, because when I was in college, I was applying for an Asian American scholarship for school, and I had to write about Asian Americans in the media. And in my research for my paper, what I discovered is that Asian American women are the least portrayed positively in the media and the least portrayed in the media compared to the population. So that causes a lot of really low self-esteem. And that's one of the reasons I wanted to get into entertainment, so I could be another positive representation instead of the typical negative stereotype. Because usually it's a stereotype that we're either dragon ladies or, you know, prostitutes, or sort of, there's all these really weird negative stereotypes about Asian women that are portrayed in the mainstream media.
Thanks for sharing that. I think that's awesome that you are out there being the positive influence. And, you know, it just takes one person to see that change and be inspired and go out there and do the same thing. So thanks again. And Rosie, in your own words, how would you define self-confidence?
I would describe self-confidence as being authentic to yourself. I think a lot of people have false confidence based on, you know, image or appearance or things like that. But really, if you're being true to yourself, there's no way anyone can take away your confidence, because that's who you really are, and they can't do that. So if you're being a faker, then you're not really showing confidence. But if you're being who you are, no matter how weird or wacky or strange that is, then you're being confident.
Love that definition. And I always, you know, believe in being authentic. I think it's something that's missing in the world. We feel like we always have to put a mask out trying to be somebody else when really all we need to be is ourselves. And if people can't accept us for who we are, then, you know, it's fine, right? We can't please everybody. But, you know, when the more we're ourselves, the more we're authentic, the right people will come into our lives. So I really love that definition that you have.
Yes.
And, you know, Rosie, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
Well, it's up and down. You know, confidence is something that's definitely wavering. Sometimes I feel more confident than others. And in those times when I'm not feeling confident, it's because I'm not being authentic to myself. And so when I'm not authentic, I question myself. But definitely growing up, I was very, very insecure. And I think that comes from the fact that I wasn't being myself. I was trying to fit into the mold of what my parents wanted me to be and what society was telling me I wanted to be. But I think a lot of young women deal with that and struggle with that, you know, regardless of ethnicity or cultural upbringing. That's a common theme among all women, is that we, and many men, of course, but I think women struggle with it more because there's so many different facets of society telling us who we should be. And so, you know, growing up, I was really insecure, super shy, very scared to take risks, very scared to upset my parents, to upset people around me. I didn't want to shake things up. And I realized that, you know, that's what life is for, is to shake things up and kind of be who you are, regardless of what other people think.
Thanks for sharing that. And I think that's something, yeah, like you mentioned, most Asian women deal with, like, you know, that fear, always trying to fit into other people's perception of who they're supposed to be, not realizing, like, that really brings us down. And, you know, it's tiring, right? Because we're not ourselves. And we feel it. We feel like we're so trapped in this, in our own body, like trying to be somebody else, trying to fit in, you know, other people's views of how we should act, how we should look, how we should, you know, sit down and things like that. And it's insane, like the amount of women who go through that. I know sometimes we feel like we're all alone in this journey, not realizing like so many women feel this way. And the best thing is we can learn how to get out of it. And like, what was that aha moment in your life when you realized you were more than enough to be that, be the person that you are today?
For me, one of my really big aha moments was, I was in my early 20s and I was in a really, really abusive relationship where the guy was just not a good person. I mean, he was just what I would describe as a low life. And throughout the relationship, I was in severe denial and I kept putting it on him. I was like, it's his fault. He's crazy. There's something wrong with him. And to be fair, there was. He was, you know, very mentally unstable. But once I got out of the relationship and I started healing and working on myself, which I had done all, you know, all even since I was in high school, I always tried to better myself and work on myself. I had to realize that, hey, it was because of me. It was because of my low self-esteem that I was allowing him. And I'm not victim blaming any woman who's in an abusive relationship. If you are in one, you know, it takes an incredible amount of strength to get out of it. But it is something about you that you're choosing to stay, because someone with higher self-esteem wouldn't put up with that. So that was a huge epiphany for me, realizing that I had put up with that. I had allowed that person to, you know, he was very controlling, but he didn't have me, you know, chained to a back bedroom. I could have left at any time. And it was my low self-esteem that was keeping me there. So that situation, although it was very painful, was amazing because it was a growing and learning experience where I realized that I didn't have to put up with that. And so there was a lot of healing and learning and growing after that. But sometimes I think the bad situations help you grow and learn more than the good ones.
Thanks for sharing that. I know it's not easy to get out of an abusive relationship. It does take a lot of courage, strength, you know, to get out of something that, especially most women, feel like, you know, they deserve it, right? I mean,
I think on a subconscious level, yes.
Yeah, they think they deserve it. They can't go out there and find something better. You know, they settle, and not realizing like there's so many, you know, great guys out there that you can share life with. And you know, sometimes it's such a shame. And it's just, you know, hearing stories like these, we can help women just realize, like, you know, she's been through what I've been through. And if she can get out of it, then so can I. And, you know, because of your aha moment, what's your life been like now?
It's been great since then. And I think also a lot of women feel that there's not enough. You know, I think statistically, there's more men than women. And a lot of women feel like a good guy is, you know, not out there, or not, there's not enough men out there. But the idea of scarcity is just silly. There's so many good guys out there, you know, not just my husband, but other men that I know, and even men that I know that are single. So and also that you don't need a man. That was a huge thing for me after the relationship was, you know, I found my husband after I decided, you know what, I'm going to be single for a while. I need to focus on myself. And then my husband came out of nowhere. And it's a cliche, but it's true. Once you work on yourself, you really focus on your self-confidence, you're better able to attract a higher quality person in your life. So definitely since I've made that discovery and spent more time working on myself, my life has gotten a lot better.
Thanks for sharing that. And I'm glad that you mentioned that, you know, you didn't jump into another relationship. You worked on yourself. You actually worked on, you know, the relationship with you. And that's when, you know, the right things started coming in because you got to know who you really were. You know, you started being more authentic. And, you know, they say you attract the right people. Like you mentioned, people of higher vibration or higher energy. And you know, now like you're happily married and, you know, it's great that you're able to do that, learning to work on yourself, because there's some women who just feel like they have to jump in another relationship. Not that it's a good, bad, right or wrong thing, but, you know, there's just certain things people do that they question themselves, why am I in this situation? So, you know, I'm really glad that you're able to take that time to work on yourself and be the person that you are today. And, you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, they may be in a similar journey of self-confidence. What would be that one tip you would give to them?
What I would say is if you're struggling with self-confidence, you need to be by yourself. Because if you are insecure, you're actually another quote. Marie Osmond has a really amazing quote. She says, you don't date at your level. You date at your self-esteem level. So it's like you don't want to attract a two when you're being a two. And every woman has the capability to be a 10. It's not a physical appearance thing. There are supermodels that are twos because their personality is so sour. And there are women who may not be considered attractive who are tens because their smile and their personality is so bright. So if you want to attract a 10, you get to be a 10. If you want to get a better job, you know, get a better man, get a better woman, you know, whatever, I would say be alone and work on yourself. And once your star is shining so bright, then things will start coming your way.
Those are great tips. And I like that quote that you mentioned from Marie Osborne, because, you know, it's so true. Like we attract the right people into our lives because of, you know, how we see ourselves, you know, how much we love ourselves, because, you know, that love kind of like overflows and it attracts the right people. So thanks again. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Yes, you guys can find out my podcast on outoftheboxpodcast.com. We're on SoundCloud, Stitcher, iTunes. I'm on Twitter at Funny Rosie, and my website is rosietran.com.
Thanks for sharing that, Rosie. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Rosie, you can also head on over to the taoofselfconfidence.com and search for Rosie's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else we talked about. And I really just want to thank Rosie for taking the time to share her story with us. So thank you so much, Rosie.
Thank you, Sheena.
Not a problem. It was an honor having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Get your free audiobook by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.